Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the second annual NOLA Pickle Fest, where it's presented by B1 Bank and benefiting the Breeze Dream Foundation. Want to thank Drew for sticking around with us a little over half an hour, talking football, talking pickleball, and everything kind of involved with it. An intriguing sort of sequence, him bringing up that sometime, some way, that, man, Taysom Hill should be in at quarterback 10 to 12 plays a game. And so he does bring up how that would really, really put a lot of strain defensively if you've got to set up not only for going up against Derek Carr, but also to have Taysom Hill being involved at quarterback 10 to 12 times a game.
Yeah, no, it's just you put a lot on a defensive coordinator's plate,
yeah.
And then he has to have a game plan. Then he has to be able to communicate that,
yes,
game plan with his players. And then you got to do it in a matter of seconds as the drive, as the game's live, and you're going play to play, and it could be loud, whatever. And then you have to have the responsibility of, how are we going to stop Taysom Hill? How are they utilizing them? No, that's what Drew says. And I think Clint Kubiak and Dennis Allen, they're aware of that.
But I wouldn't show, if I'm going to do it, I'm not showing you that. I'm not showing you that.
Hell no, we might keep some in our back pocket and put it against the Cowgirls and put a whooping on them in week two. and not even show it against Carolina. We should be able to beat Carolina.
Yeah, you don't need to do all that against the Panthers. Well, hopefully you won't.
Yeah, but
hopefully you won't have to.
But those challenging, Mike, we were talking about this, I think, yesterday. I don't know, after six games, I'm still going to be highly encouraged, even if we 3-3.
What?
Yeah, but when you look, I know
I would.
So who we play?
But, you know, one of the things that with Sean Payton and Drew Brees, they were so good in October and November.
Yes.
That's when they made hay.
Well, and that's what Dennis Allen needs to do.
Because he's had a losing record in October and November. It's not like 10-1 like Sean was in October the last 3 years he was here.
Well, you have to, a lot of times we are a creature of habits, and as far as from a confidence standpoint, you know, you remember when you've been out there and if you won and how the Saints close out the season, can they build upon that? 4-1, you might say, well, it doesn't matter who you play, but still just winning an NFL game. And then if you could, just
how you look,
take
like
a step forward and do that.
How your
season.
Offensive line played early in the season compared to late. You actually gave some protection to Derek Carr
late
in the year. That wasn't there early in the season.
Well, and that's why I'm telling you, if Trevor Penning can block, he's going to play. If he can't block, they ain't going to be wasting games in the month of September. Oh, come on, Trevor. You got to
be Udo playing.
Exactly. We can't count on them. Now you got to wait and see what's going to happen. No, this preseason is really important. And those practices against the 49ers.
It's really important.
How Trevor's going to be evaluated.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, finishing up hour number two. Bobby J and I at the second annual NOLA Pickle Fest. It's going on here at the Morial Convention Center. Also, Bob, three more days of it here at the Pickle Fest, and presented by B1 Bank and also Dream Breeze Foundation, gets the money out of here, and they do so many great things in the city.
Yeah, this end up, being like, you go on tour, pickleball tournaments. This is going to be like an annual event and how it's going to continue to grow. You see, like, the main court and all that. You got the Mardi Gras, the VIP sections and all that. So this is kind of unique, and the pickleball players of the country, they'll want to come play here.
Well, you heard Drew Brees talking about his oldest son wanting to play for LSU. I hope Brian Kelly was listening or somebody was telling him about it.
Well, Mike, you're going to have to give me a grade. Can he play? Because, you know LSU will want him if you can play, but you got to be able to play.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.